developing collaboration with supply chain partners. Information technology has enabled collaborations among participants in supply chains, undreamed of in the past, that have become essential strategies for the present and future success of the organizations involved. These partnerships are being forged both with local and global suppliers, creating virtual organizations that extend beyond the physical boundaries of a company. Exhibit 6-17 summarizes the benefits to the supply chain of collaborative relationships. Exhibit 6-17, features and benefits of collaboration. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a virtual organization as short-term alliances between independent organizations in a potentially long-term relationship to design, produce, and distribute a product. Organizations cooperate based on mutual values and act as a single entity to third parties. Virtual organizations use point-of-sale data to replace make-to-stock, for example, make-to-forecast, or push, with assemble or make-to-order, pull, or go even further and provide these data to suppliers who consult with the organization on product design and perform significant manufacturing tasks. Virtual organizations build trust between partners by sharing information. The more information each partner offers, the more robust the relationship becomes. And the faster the flow of information, the more efficient and agile the virtual organization becomes. For some chains, speed and accuracy become the competitive differentiators that allow the virtual organization to win customers. When sellers have access to greater detail about purchasing history and buyer preferences, they are able to enhance service levels. For example, a pharmaceutical wholesaler has designed a virtual organization by providing multiple independent pharmacies with an online system for ordering, accounting, and inventory control. The wholesaler gets a large set of captive accounts, information on actual customers, and a portion of the improved returns in exchange for its information technology investment. The independent pharmacies improve customer satisfaction, and all partners reduce inventories. The speed at which virtual organizations can adapt to new business situations is the key to their success. Many virtual organizations have the speed because they are a constantly adapting network of informal relationships enabled by communications that are flexible and easy to set up. Some members of the network remain at a commodity level, while those who share better information or provide greater value for the whole gradually become partners. Virtual organizations may need to weaken their formal hierarchical organizational structures and instead empower individuals and even teams who represent a particular core competency. These individuals and teams informally work with others outside the organization as if they were employees. This enables them to make decisions and help develop strategies. By empowering individuals to act outside formal organizational structures, virtual organizations get benefits of both centralization and decentralization. A virtual organization has its risks. If the organization fails to design in informal controls, incentives, and training, individual decisions could cause the organization to revert to locally optimal but overall suboptimal decisions. Another risk is a backlash from organizational hierarchies, potentially leading to a return to functional silos. However, technology that did not exist when traditional organizational hierarchies were formed can help these new disaggregated, informal control structures to survive and even thrive. What do these strategic partnerships look like in action? Suppliers, manufacturers, and customers all come together on design teams to create products that will not only satisfy customer demand, but will be efficient to produce, assemble, transport, and store. Planners gather from all functional areas and from multiple supply chain partners to discuss anticipated demand, demand planning, forecasting methods, forecasts, and inventory goals. The operations teams collectively plan and manage manufacturing priorities, capacity, and inventory. The logistics teams determine the most effective and appropriate warehousing and transportation to optimize customer satisfaction and profits. Requirements for success. But how does a business select its strategic partners? Jordan Lewis, author of Partnerships for Profit, has developed a comprehensive framework of criteria for evaluating potential partners for strategic alliances. Several factors need to be carefully researched and considered when forming a supply chain strategy. Adding value. Can a company add value to your company's existing products? Does the potential partner create products that are complementary to those of your organization? For example, Liberty Mutual sells auto insurance, but a third-party auto glass company processes all glass-only claims. Liberty Mutual reduces its administrative costs and the auto glass company gets significant new business, even after stating that the customer is free to choose a different auto glass company. Other examples of value-added benefits include shortening time to market, speeding up distribution times, or enhancing the product repair process. These all contribute to a higher perceived value of the company. Improving market access. Does the partner company have better, more effective advertising or provide access to new markets? Again, here a company that has products that complement your organization's offerings might make a good partner. A package deal with products from both companies could be a promotion. Strengthening operations. Will an alliance with this company improve your operations by lowering costs and cycle times? Companies with complementary seasonal products, for instance, can effectively share warehouses and trucks throughout the entire year. Adding technological strength. Does the company use the same technology, or is it willing to share new technology with your company? Does the potential partner have internal expertise to ease the transition between technologies? Is your organization prepared to handle those challenges? Enhancing strategic growth. Are there significant barriers to working with this company? Will its strategy align with your organization's? Is the company heading in the same general direction? Pooling expertise and resources can provide new opportunities for growth, sharing insights, and learning. Is the company willing to share its insights and key learning with your company? Alliances yield a wealth of information that can be used by both organizations. This also encourages partners to learn more about themselves and increase their desire to be more flexible in the partnership, increasing financial strength. Is the potential partner willing to share administrative costs for shared activities? Is the company willing to share in the risk? Sometimes administrative costs can be reduced due to the expertise of one or both partners, and strategic alliances can limit investment exposure if the other company will agree to share in the risk. Every potential partner organization has its strengths or core competencies. These should not be diminished by the alliance with your organization. This can happen if the company's resources are diverted from its strengths. It can also occur if the company's strategic or technological strengths are compromised in the process of making the partnership successful. Trust and communication are also important components to a successful win/win relationship. Creating relationships that produce meaningful results requires commitment by both parties. Effective partnerships are a combination of shared risks, resources, rewards, vision, and values. Without these elements, strategic alliances often are unbalanced and unaligned. The more unbalanced a partnership is, the more likely that key objectives will not be met.